Thank you all for dialing in. I know some are local and some are traveling. Thank you all for dialing in, whether it's live or via recording. And this is the second of three shiurim on finding useful strategies for real tshuva in classical svarim. We had a chance last week to look at the first parak of the Rambam, the Hilchos Tshuva, and to see the power of vidui, and see the Rambam's focus on the power of articulating our tshuva process rather than just being merely in our mind, and specifically articulating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and transforming the tshuva into tshuva lifnei Hashem. We'll turn our attention today to the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam moves from defining the mitzvah of tshuva to defining the essence of tshuva. If the mitzvah of tshuva was to articulate it, but the essence is the change process that a person undergoes. And let's take a look here in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva. We'll actually begin with the first halacha, although the first halacha at first seems to be not the beginning of the story. You see, the first halacha, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, begins Ezoi Tshuva Gemura. What's complete Tshuva? Perek Beis Halacha Beis begins Mahiya Tshuva. What is Tshuva? It was expected that what Tshuva is come first. The Rambam chooses instead, and perhaps we'll see as it unfolds why, before it explains the essential definition of Tshuva Halacha Beis, to open with the ideal picture is Ezoi Tshuva Gemura. What is complete tshuva? Rambam writes, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Hilchos Tshuva, Ze Shebo Yado Davar She'avar Bo Ve'eshev Yado Lasos. An individual comes back to the same situation. The same item that he had, the same aver he had committed in the past, opportunity comes again, Eshev Yado Lasos. And he's able to perform. He's still able to perform the aver. Round two, but this time he acts differently. This time he steps away and does not commit the crime that they did last time. And why does he not commit it? He acts differently not because this time he's frightened, not because this time he lacks the strength to do it, but because of tshuva, because he is changed. Take that. What does this situation look like? Here you have a Jewish man, is around an example, who had committed an act of gilui arayos. He lived with a woman in sin. And at a later point, after tshuva process, he's alone with her. I don't think he means in the halachic sense of yichud, but he has the ability to commit the same chetz. But who made ba'avasaba? And he's still taking with this woman. He still has the physical capability that he had last time. And he's in the same society, the same culture, the same country, literally, in which he had violated the Aveira the first time. We'll come back to that point in a moment. But let's first complete the language of the Rambam. So the man and woman are alone together again. The same attraction, the same physical capability, the same country. The fellow this time avoids violently Aveira a second time. Zehu Baal Tshuva Gemura. Such a person is a person of complete tshuva, of total tshuva. And the Rambam writes that this notion of being able to do tshuva in such a fashion, being able to come back to the same situation and act differently, that's referenced in the pasuk in the end of Megillas Kohelet. That's what Shlomo writes. Zechor es boreecha b'nei b'chur osech. We'll read this pasuk in a couple of weeks, on the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Remember your Creator, Shlomo writes the end of Kohelet. B'nei b'chur osech when you're still young. Ado shelo yavo yimei hara. Before the days of badness come. Now, the Rambam's understanding of Pipshuta, the Pasuk means a Jew violated a sin, particularly a sin of Arayos, be sure to do tshuva while you still have the capability to do that there. The person is still young, still has the desire, still has the ability, and he's going to choose to act differently. Not because he has no other options, but because he's a changed person. That's the person of tshuva gemura, whereas, right, in Loshav, El Bemezik Knuso, he only does tshuva decades later, when he's significantly older, he's no longer able to commit the aveir, or at least not quite in the way that he had originally. Then that's not the ideal tshuva, but it still works, it's effective, and he is a bal tshuva. Interesting language of the Rambam. Rambam had been building up initially bal tshuva gemura. The person is in the same situation, same motive, same opportunity, and chooses to act differently because of tshuva. And now he's found the second note. Well, if you no longer have the same degree of motive and opportunity, you're not about tshuva gemur, but don't worry, you're still about tshuva. And that aspect of the don't worry note, he continues to press. Let's read the end of the language of the Rambam. A Jew was involved in his entire life. And he does tshuva on the day of the last day of his life, and the day of his death. Who makes the tshuva so, but dies in a state of tshuva, kol avonos v'nimchon, all of his avers will be forgiven if he did genuine tshuva, even if it's the very end, shenamar. Another quote from Kohelis, the very next pasuk. Previous pasuk was Perek Yudbeis pasuk Aleph. This is Perek Yudbeis pasuk Beis. Al shol techshach ha-shemesh v'ha'or v'ayirech v'kol chadim. Make sure not to wait until Kohelis writes metaphorically all of the celestial lights are dim. Make sure to do tshuva before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars go dark. The shavu avim achar geshem, and the rain clouds disappear. Shehu yom hamisa. It's a poetic reference to death. The michlal. The implication is shem zochar boro v'shav. If this Jew remembered his creator and the tshuva, right, referencing the language of the previous pasuk, zuchar es barecha, ideally one should be zocher bolo yimei bacharusav, when he's still young, still the same motive and opportunity, but as long as second pasuk does indicate, Rambam writes, as long as one did zechira sabore, I remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I re-injected awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life, and I therefore was shav, I did tshuva, kol shemus, as long as the cell is still alive and it's the last day of his life, nislachlo, he will be forgiven. Interesting, Rambam. He starts, and then there's sort of this like sharp turn that he makes in the middle. He was starting by building up the unique power, tshuva gemura, the ideal tshuva of a Jew that tshuva still has motive and opportunity. But then he sort of makes this turn, and we expect him to say, well, if he only did tshuva when he was older, it's, you know, something but not great. He doesn't exactly sound that note. He stresses that if he does tshuva when he's older, it's not ideal, but absolutely effective. So it leaves us wondering, so what's better about tshuva gemura? What's so much more complete? If in the second half of this halacha halos, Rambam is stressing that even at the end of one's life, tshuva is still very effective, and there are a number of agados throughout Shas to speak about famous situations of Jews who lived lives of sin and did tshuva at the very end. Rambam is stressing that message of hope in the second half of the halacha, that even in biyom yisaso, person, the last day of a person's life, he can still perform effective tshuva. So then you have to ask yourself, well, what's the point of stressing the first half of the tshuva gemura, ideal, complete tshuva, that's when a person is still young? So that's for one question. What is the impact of tshuva gemura? Another question, as I mentioned before, is why are we starting with a definition of tshuva gemura? And only halacha beis we can get to what is tshuva. You would expect the opposite. Why start first by laying out tshuva gemura, especially since the Rambam sort of mitigates it. He says, well, tshuva gemura, but, you know, even without the tshuva gemura, tshuva at a later age is still effective. So, to understand it, it might help if we turn our attention to halacha beis. What is tshuva? I think if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, we'll begin to see what it is that he was laying out. How halacha aleph was a preface halacha beis, was a highlight perhaps halacha beis. Mahi tshuva perik beis halacha beis. What is the essence of tshuva? She azov hachotei chetao v'yisrenei machshavto. That someone who has done sin, someone who's committed averos, he abandons the chet, puts it out of his mind. Yisrenei machshavto, takes it out of his thinking. Which is, by the way, interesting, because usually we think of tshuva as sort of taking focus and taking stock, thinking about one's mistakes. Here, talk about yisrenei machshavto, take it out of your thinking. Does tshuva mean to ignore what I've done? To deny what I've done? Surprising. The Yigmar Belibo Shaya say, well, let's keep reading. Rambam says, and you make a firm commitment, Gemiras Das, you close in your mind that you are not going to act this way again. Shenema Yazov Rasha Darko V'ish Avim Achshoso. Let the sinner, let the criminal abandon his path. And let him abandon his machshavos, his thoughts. That's interesting. Again, with the machshavos. The Chayin Rama writes, in addition to Aziva Sachet, and so also, Yishnachim El Shavar, you should feel regret for what's happened in the past. Quote the pasuk for that as well. Acharei Shuvi Nichamti, Acharei Hivadi, Sofat Ke'yoech. After I did tshuva, Acharei Shuvi Nichamti. I regret it. That's where I'm driving at. So the truth is that Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva develops the idea that typically, Rabbeinu Yonah's approach is typically the first stage of Tshuva. He writes around Os Yud Beis or so in Shara Aleph. First stage of Tshuva is to regret, to recognize what I did wrong, to recognize the past, to stop denying, and not only to recognize what I did, but to feel regret for what I did. The second, the harata, the second step, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, typically, is aziva sachet, is abandoning the chet, meaning making plans to be different tomorrow. You'll notice that the Rambam reverses the order. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that occasionally the order is reversed. Rambam seems to fundamentally reverse the order. Aziva sachet first, harata second. Yazav achotei cheto, that's what he means by abandon the chet, as he wrote, v'yigmar b'libo, tshayaseot, make a firm commitment not to act that way again. And that, by the way, is probably what the Rambam meant, is yisirenu l'mashavta, take it out of your thinking. Not forget what you did, but take it out of your plans going forward. Change the way you think, change the way you assess situations, change the way you react to situations. If I lost my temper at someone, the first step would be to make firm resolve to not let that happen the next time and to plan for a different outcome next time. The chen is not shem shavar, and level two, item aspect number two, is to regret the past. It's interesting. And I would suggest that the Rambam is not talking about chronologically do this first to do that second. First, perform aziva sachet, first plan for the future, and then afterwards feel bad about the past. So I would suggest that the Rambam does mean that this is more critical than that. And that he's not giving the step-by-step at this point. He's giving the definition. The definition of tshuva for the Rambam is not control Z. It's not deleting, changing the past. That's an outcome. The essence of tshuva is being different. The essence of tshuva is growing and shaping. You and I, all of us, have lots of things that need changing. And the essence of tshuva is reshaping myself into a different person who would act differently. An additional element of tshuva is also to regret the past. But the core of tshuva, conceptually, the core of tshuva is being different for tomorrow. And that's where the Rambam follows up in the second half of Halacha Beis. Ya'id alav yodea ta'alumosh le'ashuv le'zeachet olam. You can do tshuva to the extent that he who knows all the secrets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows us, our innermost selves better than we know ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could testify le'ashuv le'zeachet olam. as well as to look inside our hearts and say, this Jew wouldn't do that chet again. And then he goes on to write, as referencing back to Paragalf, Tshuva is this firm commitment to these feelings. And I have a chiyuv when I have these feelings and these thoughts and these changes to articulate them. I have to misvade bisfasav, I have to say vidu, which means to verbalize these ideas which I have decided upon. This might explain halacha aleph, with the appreciation that the Rambam's understanding of tshuva is fundamentally prospective. It's not about changing the past. Fundamentally, that's an outcome of tshuva. The essence of tshuva is growing and changing, becoming a different person, or not a different person, but improving who I am, becoming a better me. That's why now the following halacha, halacha gimel, the Rambam writes that worthless tshuva is not where I don't feel bad about the past, as Rashi writes in Thomas, but rather worthless tshuva is where I have no real plan to be different tomorrow. His definition of going into mikvah while still holding the source of tuma, tovel v'sheretz biyado, I'm engaged in the tshuva process, but it's meaningless because I haven't let go of the chet. It's not that I haven't fixed up yesterday, the Rambam writes, but it's a situation where I haven't made a real commitment to have a different tomorrow. I'm going through the motions, saying the vidui, but he doesn't say, but I don't feel bad about yesterday. He says, but I don't have a plan for tomorrow. Because again, the Rambam's understanding of tshuva is fundamentally about changing course, having different machashavos. And that takes us back to how we appreciate now why Rambam opens with tshuva gemura. Why not start with what tshuva is, and what is even the point, the advantage of tshuva gemura if tshuva later in life works as well? And now perhaps we appreciate that Rambam opens the topic with the notion of tshuva gemura. It's not critical, but tshuva gemura, the ideal tshuva, highlights this idea, this essential definition of tshuva. The definition of tshuva is to change who I am, such that I will act differently. So then that is possible at any point in my life, but it's certainly most poignant and most well expressed when I still have the opportunity to test it. I'm still young enough, strong enough in the same situation, same motive, same opportunity, so then that my tshuva, my change, can actually have expression. If I no longer have the motive and opportunity to do the chet, I may have changed within. I'm saying the tshuva will work. There is tshuva. I did change within. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made that were I to have the option to do that there, I would not. And it will therefore have the outcome, the byproduct, so to speak, of Mechila Savonos, of Slicha, but the essence of the tshuva, the changing who I am such that I would act differently. If today, if I could, it no longer have expression. So tshuva gemura is not the sort of conceptual core, but tshuva gemura really gives wonderful, a great way to open, it gives wonderful expression to what tshuva is really about, is I'm going to be different inside, so that if this came my way tomorrow, I wouldn't react the way I reacted last time. I'll react to the situation differently. And let me close with just one important footnote. When the Rambam was describing what it means to have the same motive and the same opportunity, in my edition, it's the third line of Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. He wrote, a fellow comes back, a couple is together again, a man and woman are together again. Who are made by Avosavam, and he still is attracted to her, still the same desire, Vakov Gufo, still has the same physical ability, and he has a third fact, Uva Medina Shav Amadba, in the same country. And that's something important to think about, to recognize the power the Rambam is highlighting of the Medina. The power that context has, the impact that context has on our decisions. In other words, I felt, if it's not the same Medina, maybe the same man, the same woman, the same desire, the same ability, physical ability, but if it's a different social setting, different social milieu, different mores, maybe I'm not able to do the chet. It's not as easy to do the chet because this society isn't quite as permissive. And in a couple of brief words, the Rambam is giving us a world of ideas to think about, to become self-aware of the impact that society has on our decisions. We're not always conscious of it. It's something that Rambam speaks about explicitly earlier in Sefer Hamada, in Hilchos Deos Paragavav, Halach Aleph, and something that he references subtly here in Hilchos Tshuva Paragbeis, Halach Aleph. So these are powerful ideas, to realize that Tshuva is fundamentally about change, and that change is always possible. I feel the Yomi Faso. Even if I'm in a different situation, I can change. I can change who I am inside, and that's what it's at its core about. Ultimately, I need to come to recognize and to regret the past, but the most fundamental step, and often will be the easier first step, is to plan that tomorrow be different. And if I can make an honest commitment to figure out tomorrow can be somewhat different in a small but substantive way from yesterday, so then I've begun a real, honest process of tshuva, real change. I both say thank you so much for calling in. Stay on the phone for questions. Both have a wonderful one. They will be in touch.